Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mums sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Let's go to Alec Murdaugh. Attorneys for Alec have filed documents asking the federal government now to take control of his assets. This is an interesting move because these assets are supposed to be going to victims and victims' families. The attorneys for Alec, I guess, uncharacteristically seeming to suddenly really care about the victims and to make sure that they get their fair share. They're arguing and saying that if they distribute it the way that it was planned through a third party, Lay and McCoy would be the company that would be refereeing this and distributing, that they'd be paying them several hundred thousand dollars just to exist and to do the job. Why not give it to the government and have them do the right thing with it in a timely manner with no extra fee? What are your thoughts on this? This could go either way. Either they're really trying to be frugal with the money so it goes to more people, or they're trying to put another roadblock up for people to get their money saying, hey, government, can you handle this competently?
Yeah, it's hard to assign a motive of altruism on that side at all, you know, and so this makes you wonder what possible benefit would it have for them to do this?
And that is where it really just kind of sits and you wonder. It certainly gets more attention to the case. It's another thing to talk about involving it, but it just doesn't make a lot of sense. One thought would be trying to paint Alec as, you know, look, he changed his ways. Maybe he's really trying to be a good guy. If they're betting on there being a new murder trial, having some of these good deeds, if you will, being brought up would paint Alec in a little bit different light. Obviously, the paint's already been spilled on him, but they can put a new coat on if they they do some of these moves. I'm wondering if that's part of the strategy here.
Yeah, I have to think that anything they do, there's a strategic benefit. Mm-hmm. And it's not always easy for me to look in from the outside and know what that strategic benefit would be. But I don't think they do anything without a strategic benefit in mind, something that's going to benefit him. Yeah.
Are you at all surprised Murdaugh's attorneys, Dick Harputalin and Jim Griffin, asked the other day, you know, if this does go back to another murder trial, would you represent him for free? And they are claiming that there is no more money after this. And yes, they would be happy to represent him pro bono for free. I don't know. I don't know if I should be surprised by this or not. Or I'm also kind of wondering if maybe there was a real far in advance payment that was made to these two.
Right. There seems to be an odd enmeshment, doesn't there? The way that they've been connected for so many years and continue to be connected, and it's, you know, Harpulian has become a celebrity. I mean, it's just a really strange, everything about it is creepy and strange.
Mm-hmm. It does seem like too close of a relationship. I mean, obviously you want to be tight with your attorney that's trying to get you off of murder charges. But to a certain extent, I mean, they're all good old boys, all part of that club, it seems, that they were prior to these accusations, and they still seem to be to this day. It doesn't really feel necessarily like an attorney-client relationship with those guys.
No, it really doesn't seem like at all a typical attorney-client relationship. They're very enmeshed, and it has a very odd quality.
Well, and I'm wondering, does that help Alec in the sense that he has an attorney that I believe truly believes he's innocent? I think Dick and Jim both think that he is innocent of the charges. And I wonder if that's because they did have that previous relationship with him and they just can't see how on earth Alec Murdaugh would have done this sort of a crime versus having an attorney that, you know, is, you know, not related, has no clue, no history with him whatsoever. And, you know, they can make their own judgments and it's not the greatest looking. But if you already have made up your mind early on because of that personal relationship, does that make you a better representative of your client then?
You know, it just, all of it smells so fishy, because mm-hmm. even if they completely 100% believe that he was innocent of the murders, he's still such a sleazy, creepy guy. You know, he has caused so much harm and hurt so many people. And how do you bond in that way with someone where there's so much documented evidence of all the harm he's done and what an awful person he is? It's hard for me to wrap my head around how a fine, upstanding person wants to be that enmeshed with a guy like him. It's just, it's off.
It's one of those questions where you kind of go, I don't know how defense attorneys can be defense attorneys, but thank goodness we have defense attorneys. Yeah, I mean, they have a way to press that button and you know, and disconnect and compartmentalize and handle their job and take the personal out of it, it seems. An ability I don't think I would have, but it looks, you know, certainly other people certainly do have that ability. And I'm wondering if that's what they're doing. I'm a little bit surprised, because it did kind of feel like Jim was getting a little bit frustrated with him at the end of that trial from things that we heard, to the point of, I would almost guess, like, when this is done, you know, you're done. But we shall see if
I think that response would be normal. If you had to defend him, you'd be holding your nose the whole time and do the right thing that, you know, you saw your role to be. But when you're done, you'd walk away and go, boy, I'm kind of happy to wash my hands of that one. Not like, oh, let's do it again.
You know? I think I'd be trying to like bathe in a bath of Purell.
Exactly.
Not like, sign me up again. That was a great ride.
You're consuming the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member, exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.